This week, a federal judge in Chicago gave the go-ahead for the city's planned $15 billion expansion of O'Hare Airport. But an appeals court has yet to decide whether the city will be allowed to move a historic graveyard located on land where the city wants to put a new runway. If the court says yes, the question will become how to relocate an old cemetery. NPR's David Shaper has this report.
St. Johannes Cemetery sits literally a stone's throw from a FedEx cargo bay and from one of O'Hare's busy runways. Originally in a churchyard and surrounded by orchards, the airport once known as Orchard Field has grown up around it. It's hardly the peaceful final resting place it once was, and now it may not be so final a resting place at all.
I often say the dead stand in the way of the living.
Helen Sclair is known as the Cemetery Lady. She's a retired Chicago public school teacher and an amateur historian who calls herself an advocate for the dead. Sclair has researched scores of current and former Chicago area cemeteries, including St. Johannes.
When was the first burial? I really don't know exactly, but it could have been as early as 1840. So it has a very, very long history, a long, proud history, a long, loving history.
And that's why, Sclair says, if the 1,300 graves of St. Johannes are dug up and moved, along with the fragile marble and sandstone grave markers, the job must be done with extreme care. It's the kind of thing Lee Ellen Atz does for a living.
First thing you want to know is exactly how many graves are out there.
Atz is an anthropologist and project manager for the Atlanta-based firm Brockington Cultural Resources. She works on about two or three cemetery relocations a year. She and other experts say in most cemeteries, not all burials are marked, and maps and documents may be incomplete. High-tech tools like aerial photography and ground-penetrating radar can help locate those unmarked remains. Heavy machinery like backhoes can be used in some excavation work, but Atz says not in places where there might be wooden coffins that could have disintegrated.
For the graves that are over 100 years old, probably they will dig those out by hand, and once they reach the skeletal remains, if there are any skeletal remains left, what we use is chopsticks.
That's right, Atz said chopsticks.
Basically because they're made out of bamboo. Bamboo is durable enough to dig with, but it also doesn't cause as many scratches to the bone. So when we're working near the bone, we'll use chopsticks to clear the dirt away from the bone to cause as little damage as possible to the bone.
Atz says it's a slow, meticulous process, collecting the remains and much of the organic matter around them, as the person may now be a part of the dirt. They are carefully placed in new coffins to be moved to a different cemetery. She says the work should always be done with the utmost reverence and respect for the dead.
When you're excavating these burials, you're always cognizant of the fact that this was a human being. This was someone that people cared about, that they placed them here for a reason.
Cemetery relocations can take months, if not years, to complete, and Atz says they should always be done in close communication with any family members that can be found to assure that their wishes are honored. Such projects can be so problematic and expensive that some experts say for decades, planners and engineers had an unwritten rule: go out of your way to bypass cemeteries. But as cities and suburbs grow, leaving precious little undeveloped land, cemetery relocations seem to be increasingly common. The problem now is often finding new burial places, as few communities seem willing to make room for new cemeteries. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.